T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this Monday morning. We got a baseball team, and they are the Philadelphia Phillies, and they look awesome. We will talk about that today. The 76ers, of course, they lose last night. More backslide from Ben Simmons. What is going on there? Flyers, Bruins. Flyers got to start winning some games. They face Boston coming up here. That's big NFL draft as well. National championship tonight in college basketball. A lot to discuss, including your phone calls with us here at 215-592-9494. Hop aboard those phone lines again, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, bud.
You know, people used to say ahoy when they answered the phone. Alexander Graham Bell, that was his choice. He preferred ahoy.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Instead of hello. Ahoy!
Yeah, the only time I say that is when I say, pass me the chips, ahoy. Otherwise, ahoy's not in my...
No, it's not in my lexicon.
You a Chips Ahoy guy, John?
No.
They got very small. Anyone ever notice how the Chips Ahoy over the last 20 years, the cookie size shrunk dramatically? Trust me. Shrunk dramatically. Mm. Trying to pull a fast one on you. Same number of cookies.
I don't think I've had a smaller Chips Ahoy cookie for a long time.
If anyone out there agrees with me, the cookie became smaller. Hit us up, 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk about more important things. John, we got a baseball team. I mean, my God, what a spectacular start. 3-0, three runs allowed, starting pitching phenomenal. Relief pitching has done the job every step of the way. The bats haven't completely come alive, but they got enough hits and scored enough runs. They swept the Atlanta Braves. I mean, John, this was an unbelievable start by the Phils. And again, we want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. John, this weekend series by the Phils, your reaction?
Okay. The Braves are good, Joe.
I know they are.
The Braves are really good.
I know.
They've won the division 3 years running. We just swept them. I am so sold that this Phillies team is a playoff bunch, and they finally are you know, looking that way. This is what they do, Joe. They fight back. They fight back, right? Yep. They take the lead. We've seen that. Last year they learned to take leads, and they had more leads than everyone except the Dodgers, and then they relinquished them.
Yep.
Now, when they lose that lead, they fight back. They get big hits. The pitchers looked unhittable. And then the bullpen actually saves games. The starting trio. Aaron Nola was a little bit less than advertised, a little bit less than what I had hoped for, but he was still really good. And then Zach Wheeler just blew my socks off.
That was amazing. That really was.
And Zach Eflin was a reason to rejoice, and then he gave up a homer. But still, reason to rejoice. Those starters, three runs over three games, 11 hits, one walk, 24 strikeouts in 20 2/3 innings against the NL MVP, Freddie Freeman. And that lineup, you know, that Atlanta lineup led the majors in hits last season. Think about that. The starters went 6 2/3, 7 innings, and 7 innings.
We getting a little carried away here, John? A little bit?
Oh, and then the Phillies bullpen. So the starting pitching is way, evolve.
Well, it looked great. It did.
And then the bullpen, our biggest fear, real, you know, the last season when they had over 7 ERA, they didn't give up a run in 7 1/3 innings over this cluster of games. That's phenomenal. That's exactly what we were hoping for. They gave us exactly what our dreams were made of over the weekend. And the offense is working. That's good pitching.
Not totally cooking.
That's
though, for
good pitching.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I know some people were saying, okay, it's an issue. They only scored 2 runs. They only scored 3 runs.
Yep.
That was legit pitching.
No,
and
I agree.
That's the top of their order.
Yep.
So the offense, at least they were moving guys. They were getting hits. They were taking great at bats. They were taking a lot of pitches. The Braves pitching is outstanding, so I'm not worried about the limited number of runs in the grand scheme of things. This was phenomenal baseball, better than any of us could have expected.
I agree with that.
I thought we'd be good. I expected us to be better than you expected us to be.
Right.
But I didn't expect us to be this good.
Yeah, I mean, you were calling playoffs in high 80s. I had the Phillies at 85 games and out of the playoffs. Look, it's an incredibly encouraging start. And we want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. What stood out to you? I mean, if you're at the ballpark, obviously we want to hear from you. If you listen here on WIP, watch on TV. I mean, it's ridiculously exciting not only to have Phillies baseball back, but back in a way that it may be totally different than the last 9 years. I mean, let's be real. I mean, they haven't made the playoffs since 2011. John picked them, you know, before the season started, playoffs. I'm sure there's a lot more people out there right now that would say playoffs that did as recently as 4 days ago when we did our season preview show, the whole deal.
Well you have to be rethinking your stance.
All right, here's where I'm at. I mean, do I rethink it a bit? Yeah, I mean, obviously. I mean, how can you not? They look great. At the same time, I say to myself, yo, Joe, slow it down a little bit. Slow the roll a little bit. I mean, let's just lay out a couple facts. For one thing, you know, it is only 3 games. I mean, 162 games, 3 games. 3 is a small part of 162. You know, I know that, you know, they had this, for instance, same start 2 years ago. They were 3-0. Matter of fact, they were 4-0. Matter of fact, they were 7-2. And a 7-2 team in 2019 turned into 81-81. I mean, there's a long, long way to go. So I'm trying to say, John, I feel like I'm running, and I haven't been running much lately. I need to start. I feel like I'm running it, but I'm putting a parachute on my own back and saying, Joe, run, but don't run too fast. Not yet. Just chill it out a little bit. I mean, think of it this way. We haven't seen the 4th and 5th starters yet. We see one of them tonight. We see the other guy tomorrow. Their names, if you don't know, Matt Moore and Chase Anderson. This is not exactly like heralded signings. This isn't like when the Phillies signed, you know, Cliff Lee, or, you know, traded for Roy Halladay or added in Roy Oswalt. I mean, again, and I bet you go to the streets and you grab 100 Phillies fans and say, who's the 4th starter? Who's the 5th starter? I bet you way less than half even know their names. Well, we're going to start finding out tonight, because tonight we see one of them. We see Matt Moore. Moore tonight, Chase Anderson tomorrow. So while the top 3 have been great, let's not get too carried away too early. The other thing
what team out there feels great?
No,
all 5 of their
I don't disagree, but I mean, John, I don't know anything about these guys.
I know our first 3 looked incredible.
I totally agree. I mean, I totally agree.
And that's an enviable position.
I agree with that. I mean, believe me, I'm very excited. I'm just saying, let's see what those guys have. You know, another point that did stand out to me, there is a fairly thin line a lot of times in sports. And we see it a lot. We see it often. And we saw it on Thursday and we saw it on Sunday. There can be a very thin line between winning and losing. I mean, the reality is Thursday got scary with Alvarado. It did. Phillies won a 1-run game, but it got scary there. Bases loaded. 8th inning on Thursday. Yesterday, let's be real, it got scary with Hector Neris. I mean, he was all over the place. You know, he gets a called 3rd strike on a strike that's not a strike. You know, so it does. If the Braves had gotten one more hit on,
he pitched 3 games. I mean, 3 games in tight succession.
I understand that, but I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, and those are the type of games last year the Phillies would have lost. I mean, we saw a billion blown. I don't know if you can blow a billion games in 60, but somehow it seems like they did. I'm simply saying I am excited as heck, but at the same time, I'm trying to temper my own personal feeling with, let's just slow the roll a bit. Be excited. Guys, I am not saying don't be. I mean, be thrilled with what we've seen. But am I ready to say, John, as you said, like, oh, yeah, lock it in, playoffs? Honestly, no. I'm honestly not. Not yet. Three games. Look, we'll see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494.
They look so much better than even the optimistic could have expected.
I agree. Except for the hitting. They didn't really hit a ton. I mean, they really didn't. Well, they scored three runs, four runs, and
Again.
What, two runs?
Scored
9 runs.
Whose offense was more effective? It wasn't even close. It looked like we were the creme de la creme, and the Braves were the team that's missed the playoffs for, you know, a decade.
Oh, I get it, man. I mean, the Phillies flat out outplayed them.
It's been a flip has taken place. It's rare in sports that a team really puts it together. We have put it together.
Well, it is awesome. You also have other things we haven't even touched on. I mean, Didi has had a couple of spectacular plays at shortstop. JT obviously had a massive play behind the plate. And then you got something yesterday that, you know, you actually did get last year, but prior to that was a joke, which was a backup catcher for the Phillies, you know, actually contributing. I mean, Andrew Knapp was a huge part of that win yesterday.
I despised Andrew Knapp.
I know you did.
For a couple years there. And he has become, I don't know, one of my more favored players. Like, I'm excited to see what he can do at the plate. He hustles. He makes smart plays. All the pitchers rave about him.
Yeah.
You know, Andrew Knapp he's improved. This team has improved. I mean, Andrew Knapp is sort of a microcosm, a snapshot of what's taking place across the board, player by player by player. They've banded together. I love the fact that it genuinely seems like they enjoy one another. That's a big plus, too. This team's got it going on, Joe.
Well, let's see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. It is very exciting. We want to hear from you. React to the Phil sweep of the Braves. What stood out to you? Go inside all three games. If you're at the ballpark, obviously the in-game ballpark experience down there. Your opinion of the Phils, has it changed from this opening series? And are you sort of sold on the playoffs that this is the real deal this year with the Phils? 215-592-9494. Or do we need to slow our roll just a little bit? Because I hear, and believe me, to be clear, I get what John's saying. I'm just telling myself, you know, hey, just recognize they were 4-0 2 years ago and finished 81-81. I'll say this, Sean. The biggest takeaway I have of all, the single biggest takeaway, is God bless everybody that bet the Phillies over the 80.5, 81, 81.5 games. Because that was a joke. There is no doubt in my mind the Phillies are a good team, and there is no doubt in my mind the Phillies will have a record above 500. The question isn't, are they going to be above 500? The question is, are they going to make the playoffs? And what I'm telling you is, I still don't know that answer. By the way, it's also three games. That's part of why I can't know that answer. But I know a lot of people, and John sounds like one of them, you're going to get carried away very fast, you know, carrying that playoff banner all around. And that's cool. I'm glad you're happy. Three games. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's kick it off with Dennis this morning in Mount Laurel. What's up, Dennis?
Hammer, how the hell are you doing,
sir? Oh, I'm good. I'll be even better when you're off that speakerphone there, Dennis.
How's that? Is that better?
Good, buddy.
First of all, you hit it right on the head. 2 years ago, we started the same way.
Yeah, even better, actually. 4-0.
Yeah, the month of April, we were saying they were, what, the 27 Yankees or something?
Well, I think it was the 27 Yankees times the 85 Bears, if I remember correctly. But I might be misquoting, John.
Is that what this is about? Is that why you're yeah, a little holding bit. Back like this?
Yeah, actually.
Because you said some,
yeah, I said some
overly optimistic things back then?
I mean, I'll tell you specifically what I said, Dennis. 2 years ago, first week, I said they looked like one of the great Philadelphia sports teams I've seen. Which, by the way, wasn't wrong. They just started playing bad. I mean, they just...
And then they didn't make the playoffs.
Correct. Didn't even come close.
I'm just having a little fun with you.
No, I understand. I mean, believe me, I've thought about that. But go ahead,
Dennis. Last week I called and said I gave a lot of credit to Dombrowski, and we didn't have enough time to really talk about it because I brought it up at the end. But here's two things. One, no question he made the bullpen better, correct?
Agreed.
Number two, you said the village idiot, and that's a quote, could have hired our two offensive players, and I agree with that, but there's no way that Klintak would have convinced our owner to bring those two guys back.
I don't agree with that. I don't know why you think that Dombrowski has some powers of convincing Middleton that Klintak couldn't. I mean,
because he's an established GM and president. Klintak wasn't, and he was a failure. Dombrowski, if you remember,
are you telling me that you think, I mean, really be real here, you actually think Klintak would have recommended to John Middleton, let's not spend the extra money and get Didi and JT back?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I don't think he could have convinced them to do it because he has no cachet where Dombrowski does. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm not convinced of that. I can't imagine there's anybody with a brain in that job that would not, I mean.
How did he do for 5 years? Our team was a failure.
Yeah.
We were the only National League team that hasn't made the playoffs in 10 years. Why would the owner have any confidence in him? That's why he demoted him along with public pressure. I think Dombrowski needs to get credit for both of those items, the two offensive guys and the bullpen. That's just my opinion.
Well, bullpen, I'm with you on that. All right, Dennis, always good hearing from you, man. Appreciate it. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Rich right now. Rich, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Super.
Great.
Feeling great about this team.
Wonderful. Woke up this morning, sick of myself. Broke my ribs last week. My girlfriend and I broke up, but you know what? The Sixers and the Phillies are first in their conference, and God damn it, I couldn't be happier. Sorry if I can't say that on the radio.
Yep, go ahead, Rich. Keep going, man.
I'm just really excited about these teams, but I think it's definitely important to pump the brakes a little bit. The bullpen has been good. That's encouraging. You know, we haven't really seen any of the long relievers or anything like that yet. Luckily, like you said,
you'll probably see them tonight.
Yeah, I know I will. I'm looking forward to it, honestly. It's okay. Like, it's definitely a part of the team that needs to be teased out and figured out. And if the top three can have that kind of success, maybe that's something that we splurge on a little later in the season.
Yeah,
I'm really excited about this.
Well, the three things I think that stand out of the gate, that two that we know already and one that you can sort of envision, that if they are contending, they're going to probably want to add, is a starting center fielder, a closer, and then a fourth starter. Now, I don't know which will become the most important. It's too early to know that, but there's no doubt those strike me as the three positions that, you know, are currently the weakest on the club.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, and 3 games in is really, like you said, too early to be trying to figure out which is going to be most important down the stretch at the time. Like, only time will tell. But I just love that these two teams, the Sixers and the Phillies, they, you know, compared to 2 years ago, like you were talking about with some hot starts, I mean, we have some, like, legitimate leadership at the helm with Girardi and with Doc for the Sixers. So I'm just really excited about how those guys are pushing our young guys in both instances. So I'll let you go, and I'll let you guys talk about it. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. Rich, appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. John, let's go back to your comment earlier. You invoked the word playoffs. Not a dirty word around here. It's what we want. It's the thing with the Phils. When you say, I mean, phrase it however you want to phrase it, your belief in the Phillies in the playoffs is what? I mean, you really think this is the year they finally break through?
No question that.
Is it really no question?
Yes. I feel like, man, it takes a lot of doing to miss the playoffs for as many years as we have.
Yep.
With the talent that we were assembling. It was like, things ended up all stacking against us. Bad luck with the injuries, with the way things transpired, with fading down the stretch. And this team has learned and evolved because of that. And not just the players, but the way that the front office operates. They've built based on their mistakes in the past. And, you know, they're sort of insulated against those same shortcomings now in the here and now. That's very positive. Our failures have allowed us to recognize our shortcomings. And they've addressed them. And you can see it. Yeah, you can't tell me. When you were watching those games this weekend, you didn't feel like we had something special going on.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't, if I'm an opponent in the NL East, I don't want to have to deal with our lineup. Like, these guys are scary. They're good. We're smart at the plate. you know, we're shrewd in terms of the pitches that we're taking. We're forcing pitchers to, you know, tire out earlier than they want to. When we're getting hittable pitches, we're hitting them. We didn't get a lot of hittable pitches this weekend.
Yeah, Braves are good pitching.
But, yeah, but we took advantage. It's not a fluky thing that we just swept the team that has been the best in our division for the last 3 years.
Well, they swept them because of pitching.
We,
I mean, that's
looked
the bottom line.
Better than the Braves.
Look, we'll see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. John applying the phrase "no question," similar to Rich Kotite's "without question," but that's a whole other matter. We don't want that nightmare from 30 years ago. John using the phrase "no question" in reference to the playoffs this year for the Phils. Do you agree with him on that? Is he right about that?
When you stack these teams up, when you look at what we did, like, yes, injuries can happen and things can change, but I feel a lot better about where we sit than, you know, if I were a Braves fan, where they sit. Clearly, we were the better team over the weekend.
215-592-9494. Is John right to say no question on the Phils in the playoffs this year? Let's talk to Jack in Roxborough. What's up, Jack? Jackie,
how you guys doing today?
Doing great, Jack.
Hey, I really have to roll with Richie right now and stuff because I'm a 4-for-4 guy, but I really enjoy watching the Phillies. I was listening to L.A., listening to Game 1, Game 2 on the radio and everything, doing my jobs and stuff. Yesterday was the first time I was actually able to see the game, and I couldn't believe what I was watching. Maybe I'm just jaded. Maybe I've been in a closet for the last year because of COVID or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it just seemed like guys were busting down the line, out singles, incredible plays out in the field. I'm watching the pitcher yesterday, you know, throwing 97, 98, and then a 91 ball going from 11 to 3 o'clock and stuff. In the sixth inning, he's got a pitch count of like 64. So he's only throwing, you know, 10 pitches an inning. It just seems like this team has more energy, more camaraderie, more defense, more offense, more pitching. I just thoroughly enjoyed being able to watch the Phillies yesterday, and it's been a while since I've been able to say that. Yeah.
Yes, we are legitimately good. This is a team that we can be so proud of. And, yes, stuff can happen. Guys can get banged up. But, man, they've done a great job of assembling a group that is formidable.
If you can go and sweep the Braves opening weekend, that's pretty impressive. That really caught my attention. I'm sitting there Sunday and stuff, Easter dinner, and all of a sudden I realize they're now from sweeping the Braves on opening weekend. How cool is that?
Totally cool.
It's been a while.
Jack, what do you got on the Eagles?
I'm tired. I'm a truck driver. I'm tired of going up and down 95 and stuff and seeing Wentz on the side of my house. When are we going to get that big thing down?
Wait a minute. Wait. Is that thing still there, the big Wentz?
It's still there. I just saw it Friday. I'm just like, seriously? Dude's been gone for a while. We've known for even longer he was on his way out. I just want him off my house.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, and I mean, they got to take that. I'm shocked. Jack, appreciate the call. I'm shocked they haven't taken that down yet. I mean, that
I
is.
I didn't realize that. I
figured they'd take it down the day the trade was announced. I mean, it's shocking.
That really, I mean, I remember, you know who tweeted about it like a month and a half ago? Was Ryan Arcidiacono, of course, grew up around here, Nova, the whole deal. Like, he tweeted about it. Like, what's up with the Wentz thing still on the side? And we've had two or three callers say it over the last month and a half or so. I didn't realize it was still up. I mean, John, it's April 5th.
Me neither. Yeah.
It's April 5th.
Yeah, what's the guy? I mean, I guess a lot goes into removing it.
Unscrew something and yank it. Down. Bang. Done. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. Hey, coming up. Not done, but certainly going in the wrong direction. Ben Simmons. What is going on here? What is going on? I mean, you play a lot of games without Embiid. Obviously, he was back two games ago. Not playing yesterday. They take it, you know, cautious approach with Joel on his return. Ben Simmons again yesterday with one of those two-bucket games. What in the world?
Doc's defending him.
Dude, we'll dive into the situation with Ben. We'll take all your reaction on the Phillies opening series, a spectacular series. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Much to react to on 94WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!